Big Cats by Seymour Simon. Please turn to page 5 to begin reading. The big cats are bundles of muscles ready to spring into action. At rest, they look like giant pussycats, soft and peaceful. There are few other animals that can match their strength and grace when they are running, climbing, or leaping at their prey. With claws extended and jaws wide open, the big cats become snarling, slashing hunters. A tiger hits with stunning force and can knock down animals 2 or 3 times heavier than itself. 4 kinds of cats can roar: the lion, the tiger, the leopard, and the jaguar. The roaring cats are the group that scientists call big cats. At one time, scientists thought these cats couldn't also purr. But now scientists have observed purring in all these big cats, particularly in tame young animals. 3 other large cats that cannot roar, but can purr, are the puma, the cheetah, and the snow leopard. In this book, we'll call all 7 kinds big cats. Please turn the page. Some big cats are very big. A large African lion or tiger weighs more than 50 domestic cats and stretches out longer than a horse. The smallest of the big cats in this book weighs about as much as a large dog. Some kind of big cat is found on every continent of the world except Europe, Australia, and Antarctica. Big cats live in the snowy lands north of the Arctic Circle, in the cool mountains in wide grasslands of temperate climates, and in the steaming rainforests and swamps of the tropics. Though their sizes and the environments in which they live can be very different, the big cats are alike in many ways. Please turn to 38 and 39 to continue reading. These are the last pages in the textbook. Almost all the wildcats, big and small, have been relentlessly hunted and trapped by people. Throughout history, thousands upon thousands of tigers and lions have been hunted down in the name of sport. In the 1960s and 1970s, the demand for fur coats made from the skins of spotted cats led to widespread killing of the leopard, cheetah, and jaguar, along with smaller spotted cats such as the snow leopard and clouded leopard. The puma has also been trapped and poisoned for being a killer of livestock. Though some of the big cats are now protected by laws in many countries, illegal killing still goes on. Of even more concern is that as more and more land is taken from the wild, there is less and less room for the big cats to live. What can we do to save the big cats? We can support laws to stop the sale and use of wild cat skins around the world. We can help wildlife organizations and encourage governments to set up preserves where big cats will be safe. We can learn to treasure the wildlife on our planet instead of destroying it. The future of the big cats is up to us. The end.